Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At jbsba.com. Addison Wiggins is with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's managing editor of the Daily Reckoning. He's also a contributor to Strategic Investment. He's the co-author, along with William Bonner, of a book I'm holding in my hand, Financial Reckoning Day, Surviving the Soft Depression of the 21st Century. And he's here to talk to us about something that's been in the news quite a bit lately, and that's this whole Fannie Mae issue. Addison, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. You know, Addison, a lot of people have, most people have heard the term Fannie Mae, but I think a lot of people don't really know what Fannie Mae is. You know, it sounds like a silly name. How could you take anything serious, you know, any organization serious with a name like Fannie Mae? And of course, it's a nickname, but tell us a little bit about Fannie Mae.
Well, Fannie Mae was chartered in the 30s when this country was going through some pretty serious economic times to encourage home ownership. And effectively what they do is they have programs that allow banks to lend money, you know, mortgages for people to buy homes. And then Fannie Mae will buy up the mortgage debt so that the bank, you know, like a local or regional bank, is not at risk for collecting on those mortgages. It allows banks to make decisions much more quickly and get people into homes at a faster rate.
A lot of people think when they get a mortgage and they deal with a bank, that the bank holds the mortgage and it's all funded locally by the local depositors and all that. But then 2 or 3 years later, they get a letter that says, here's your new payment book. It's a new company owes your mortgage now.
Right.
And that's what's happened, is that mortgage has been sold and resold.
Right. And Fannie Mae is, in fact, now behind or some way involved in 3 out of every 4 mortgages.
I didn't realize it was that number.
Yeah, it's an enormous institution. In fact, it's the second largest financial institution in the country, second only to Citigroup.
What is the actual name of Fannie Mae?
It's the Federal National Mortgage Trust, I believe.
Right. And of course, Fannie Mae has a brother, doesn't she?
Right, Freddie Mac, and there's actually there's a couple. There's Ginnie Mae and Sally Mae also. They're all
there's a whole bunch of siblings there.
Yeah, they're all what are called government-sponsored entities, and that effectively just means that they're chartered by Congress to perform this service in the marketplace.
Right.
And then a curious thing is that they have there's a myth that the government will bail them out. They're private enterprises, or rather public enterprises. They they were chartered and then they've gone public, and you can trade in the shares.
But
theoretically, the government's not supposed to bail out those types of companies. They're supposed to operate in the free market along with everybody else. But back in the early 80s, Fannie Mae went through a different kind of fiscal crisis, and the government did come in and bail them out.
And so now it's kind of an urban myth, isn't it?
Right. So people believe that any time there's any trouble at Fannie Mae, that the government's going to stand up, just like they did during the savings loan crisis, bail them out. What that allows is for Fannie Mae is able to actually borrow money at a cheaper rate than regular banks, and that allows them to conduct their activities at an alarming rate.
Because lenders believe that there's an extra layer of security there.
Right, exactly. They believe that if they're lending money to Fannie Mae and there's any trouble at Fannie Mae, that they're going to get their money back out, you know, funded by the taxpayer.
Right. Now, so with 3 out of 4 mortgages with Fannie Mae being involved in 3 out of 4 mortgages, and we know what a big impact that home buying has been in the economy for several generations, but really especially in the last 10 years or so, has it? I mean, and the financing and refinancing of homes has just gone up exponentially, hasn't it?
Right. It's been enormous. Fannie Mae has been able to amass themselves just the mortgage-backed securities that they do not sell on. They've amassed nearly $1 trillion worth of assets on their books.
Right.
That's just an enormous amount of activity. It effectively funded by historically low interest rates at the Federal Reserve. There's a lot the Federal Reserve has responded to a crashing stock market and a sluggish economy by cutting rates. We've been in an era of either declining or historically low interest rates for 4 years now.
Right.
And that has brought the mortgage rates down with it. And it has extended through programs that are set up by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac credit, mortgage credit, to what we call the subprime market, high-risk people, people who would otherwise not be able to get into housing.
Of late, though, Fannie Mae, it's come to the attention of the regulators, that Fannie Mae hasn't been playing with the rules correctly, have they?
No. In fact, it's kind of interesting because there's a federal oversight committee that's set up to watch over these government-sponsored entities. And they have a staff of 180 full-time regulators and an annual budget of $38 million. And a year ago, they issued a report that found some accounting irregularities at Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac had been playing in a derivatives market similar to what Enron had done 4 or 5 years ago in order to hedge against interest rate risk. They were actually taking bets against the investments that they were involved in order to, if they lost on a certain investment mortgage-backed securities, for example, then they were betting against it in the futures market so that they could mitigate any kind of risk. You're not supposed to do that. Right. The Federal Oversight Committee said, called Freddie Mac onto the carpet just a year ago and said, you can't do this. They ended up relieving some of the executives of their jobs, and that story kind of went away. But then a year later, almost to the month, the same Federal Oversight Committee released a report suggesting that Fannie Mae was doing the exact same thing.
And only to a much bigger degree, right?
Yeah, well, it's a much larger institution, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting to note that the accounting firm that set up the system under which Fannie Mae was operating is Arthur Andersen, which is the same accounting firm that Enron was using to conduct the same kinds of activities.
Hold those thoughts, Addison. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Addison Wiggins. We're going to talk some more about this. There's some news that may not be good news that we need to know about, though. Right after these messages, Addison is going to provide us with that and his perspective of where all this is going. Right after these messages, 20 after, stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. We're visiting with Addison Wiggins, the co-author of Financial Reckoning Day. Addison, you want to tell us where that book's available, please?
Yeah, the book is widely available in regular bookstores. You can get it online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or you could come to our website at www.dailyreckoning.com.
All right.
And also, at our website, we send out our analysis daily, free, from the website if you just come and enter your email address at the top of the website.
All right.
We're following this Fannie Mae thing pretty closely.
I appreciate that. And the co-author as well, folks, is William Bonner. Addison, Fannie Mae, what's the number now that people that we think we know of the kind of financial problems that Fannie Mae has gotten into?
Well, after the Federal Oversight Committee issued their report, in that report they suggested that Fannie Mae was $5 billion shy of the capital requirements they need to have on hand in order to conduct business.
The similar weight that a bank is required or an insurance company is required.
Right. In fact, basically Congress says, look, if you're going to be engaged in supporting the housing market, you've got to have some cash on hand just in case there's any financial trouble.
Right.
And then the requirement after the Freddie Mac thing last year was boosted up a little bit, just to make sure that they were on sound footing.
Right.
And in the report, what the Oversight Committee suggested was that Fannie Mae, in years that they were under, they didn't have as good of earnings as they had projected, they were over reporting, and then years that they were doing better than they suggested, they were under reporting. And the whole idea, at least according to the report, was they were trying to make it look like a very evenly growing, steady corporation, when in fact they were going through the same kind of gyrations that every other corporation.
What's the difference? How different is what Fannie Mae has done and what, say, WorldCom did?
Well, it's a matter of degree, and at this point we don't really know, because if you remember when Enron and WorldCom, when they were first reported, the executives came out and they said, "Oh, no, there's no problem. We've we've figured this whole thing out." And then it turned out they didn't have any money.
Right.
Well, the accusation right now is that Fannie Mae is $5 billion shy. But the day after the SEC opened an investigation, just like they did with WorldCom and Enron, and they'll begin peeling back the layers of the onion. And if there is any kind of serious derivatives risk behind what they were doing, then the losses could be larger, and then the story will really break.
Well, Addison, Enron isn't in business anymore as a result of what they did. How much? What do you think the likelihood is that Fannie Mae could wind up not being in business?
Well, that's really the question. We get back to this myth of whether the government will bail them out. It's nobody's interest to have the largest mortgage-backed security business in the world go out of business. Three out of four mortgages in the country are backed by Fannie Mae. If there are serious financial troubles there, I'd be willing to bet that the government would jump in and bail them out.
So maybe they might be too big to fail.
Yeah, you know, it's similar to when long-term capital management in 1998, the same kind of derivatives trading. And the government jumped in there and saved them, because otherwise you'd see big banks on Wall Street failing. And
well, let me ask you this question: what would happen? What kind of ripples through the marketplace, not just the housing industry, but the marketplace, would be caused if Fannie Mae failed?
Well, it would be huge, and it would really go straight to the question. Americans like to believe that our economy is more resilient than other economies. Japan, for example. Japan had an enormous stock market bubble, and it collapsed in the late 80s, early 90s. And they've had a decade, the 90s, that the Japanese now call the lost decade.
Right.
Where they supposedly, you know, they didn't let their banks fail, and the economy never got started.
They didn't call bad loans.
Right. And so we keep saying, well, we're different over here because, you know, we let our big institutions fail if they make mistakes. Well, here's the test. This is the litmus test. If there's real trouble at Fannie Mae, are we going to let them fail?
If we don't,
then we're no different than the Japanese.
Why didn't we learn the lesson from the SNL debacle and from the Japanese and not let this happen? Who's asleep at the switch on this?
Well, you have to. That's why I pointed out that the Federal Oversight Committee has 180 full-time employees and 38 million annual budget. I mean, that's their job. They're supposed to be watching over these guys. So.
Well, but there have been rumors about Fannie Mae's insolvency for really several years, haven't there?
Well, yeah. It's been part of this kind of ongoing reporting of derivatives activity and stuff. As soon as the Enron and WorldCom thing blew, people looked over and said, hey, wait a minute, Fannie Mae has Arthur Andersen as an accounting firm. What's going on over there?
Addison, before we got to wrap it up in about 30 seconds. Here's a question somebody asked me last week. Is there a housing bubble?
I think, well, certainly in various parts of the country. Here in Baltimore, I'm speaking to you from Baltimore, and the region here, Baltimore-Washington region, has gone up year over year, 23% the last 4 years. And just like in the stock market, that's an unsustainable rate. Yeah. I mean, we were one of the cooler markets. Places like Las Vegas, for example, went up 50% last year. Southern California is just insane right now.
Yeah.
Parts of Florida, Denver,
Boston. Bubbles, yes, but regional, not national.
Not national, because there are parts of the country that haven't seen house rises.
That's exactly right. Addison, give us your website quickly one more time.
www.dailyreckoning.com. Come on and sign up for free, and we'll send our analysis out tomorrow.
Thank you, Addison. Addison Wiggins, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.